Today will be the second Monday that the low-cost veterinary clinic will be open at the Humane Society of Sonoma County.
This is Ada. This is Dr. Ada Norris.
All right. I had a feeling that we had a mistake had been made there. Ada, thank you very much for clearing that up for us. So you are at the helm of this thing. What happened after the first clinic? Yes, last Monday.
It was a wonderful day. So we are a one-day-a-week pilot clinic at this point. So it was the first time our staff was together and working, and we saw 16 scheduled appointments. We had 6 walk-ins. We had a little kitty who needed a tail amputation and a full dental that we were able to work in. It was the community came and brought flowers.
Aww.
And it was the patients and clients were wonderful and understanding for the few kinks we had to work out, and it was a great day.
And obviously it goes to show that reinforce the need for such a thing in Sonoma County on a weekly basis, right?
It is amazing, and as soon as we can afford to, we'll expand to multiple days. I mean, we have spent the week calling people back, and our schedule is already booked out for a lot of March, and we're going to do everything we can to see everyone who needs to be seen in a timely fashion.
Now, where does that additional money have to come from, Dr. Norris, in order to expand the number of days you're open?
It is it's a donor-funded program.
Okay.
We're a low-cost clinic for qualified individuals who are on assistance and very low income, and folks do. We ask a charge for that is it's a low cost, but to afford to keep the lights on and a full inventory and to be able to do these kind of advanced procedures, it's definitely a donor. We're asking donors to step in and help support our community.
And you were talking, Dr. Norris, about the one of your patients from last week and the dental issues, and that's something that many of us don't pay enough attention to when it comes to our pets, right?
For sure. I think dentistry in these little guys has become a much bigger issue and something that is it is a conundrum in shelter medicine and just for everyone taking care of their dogs and cats. It's an expensive procedure. It takes half a day. You can't do more than one or two dentistries in a day, and so we're expecting to do a lot of that.
Is that a specialty for vets there?
It is. There is a specialty track for dentistry, so we have kind of boarded resident-trained dentists out there, and then at the general practice level, we learn skills to take care of most of the issues. So I am able to do dentistry here, along with the RVT is able to assist me. So it's something that we do here.
It's got to be a relief for pet owners who don't have a lot of money to spend, though, being able to come into the clinic.
Oh, people have been so grateful. I mean, it is a wonderful thing to be able to provide. I mean, this emergency dentistry we did for this cat last week, I don't think the cat would have made it if we hadn't gotten some of those teeth out of her mouth. And her owner brought her back for a recheck a few days later, and she's been doing wonderful. And it is it's a wonderful service. We're very excited.
If only the rest of us would take such good care of our teeth, right?
For sure. I know.
Always the last on our list of things to do, no question about it. Well, congratulations on the success so far. And are you booked up today, too?
Today is we have a skeleton crew today because it's actually President's Day.
Yes.
So I have one technician and then a volunteer helping out a little bit. And so we're just seeing a couple of necessary rechecks and a surgery that couldn't wait. But technically, we're not open today. We're just squeaking a few in.
Technically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we should mention, too, that the clinic open on Mondays, that there are drop-in slots available, too, yes?
Yes, it is. We are trying not to see kind of elective wellness appointments as a drop-in because keep those kind of slots open for more critical cases.
Right.
We do procedures in the morning. People are welcome to call anytime. We have staff here starting at 9 answering the phones. And we will accommodate people who walk in as well as we can. There just might be a little bit of a wait. But we see appointments from 2 to 7 every Monday. And
okay.
Then we accommodate walk-ins earlier and throughout that time as we can.
All right. Very good. Happy to hear the update, Dr. Norris. Thanks for checking in with us.
Thank you so much for your interest. We love it.
Absolutely. That is Dr. Ada Norris. She is at the helm of that low-cost vet clinic at the Humane Society of Sonoma County, open Mondays only.